Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Give Up Our Need for Recognition by Tiffany Curtis. Read by Leah Martin. He must become greater, I must become less. John 3:30. Being raised in the church and going to a Christian school growing up meant that there were some questions that I always had an answer ready for. One of these classic questions was, "What's your favorite Bible verse?" To which I always responded, John 3:30. I remember the first time I read that verse and how I thought to myself, that's the one, that's my favorite verse. I remember liking the simplicity of it. Perhaps as a child, it was just the easy memorization that drew me to it as well. It wasn't until years and years down the road that I truly come to understand the gravity of this simple verse. For many of us, it's safe to say that we enjoy receiving recognition for the things we do. We naturally desire to be recognized and praised for our accomplishments within our workplace, family, and friend groups. As a child, it was easy for me to look at this verse and think that allowing God to be greater than myself would be a simple task. But as we get older, it becomes easier and easier to justify praising ourselves for our skills and the good things in our lives, rather than God. For me personally, my top love language by far is words of affirmation. This, of course, isn't a bad thing. However, it can become a bad thing if I allow my need for affirmation to outweigh my need to glorify God. He calls us to humble ourselves before him in James 4:10, because it's God who works through us. If we look at the context of this short verse, beginning in John 3:22, John the Baptist is baptizing people when his followers get into an argument with a Jew over ceremonial washing. John's followers question why Jesus was also baptizing people across the countryside. John says to them, A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it's now complete. He must be greater. I must become less. John 3:27-30. John's response is humbling. He dedicated his life to baptizing others, but as soon as Jesus dove into his ministry, John was immediately prepared to take a back seat. He made it clear to everyone around him that his gifts and abilities all came from heaven, not from himself. He could have easily tried to attribute this power and recognition to himself, but he gave all the glory to God where it belonged. Let us not forget to attribute our skills, our accomplishments, and our blessings to the one who has given it all to us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for all the things you give us. You are generous with your gifts and blessings on our lives. Even when we fail to realize it, you are the giver of every good thing we receive. Help us to attribute all the praise, honor, and recognition to you rather than claiming it for ourselves. Just as John the Baptist did, let us make you greater and ourselves less, so that all those around us can see that you're the one who deserves all the glory. Let our lives be a testimony to your greatness and show others that it's not I, but Christ through me. Galatians 2:20. Forgive us when we take credit for the things that you give us and we try to attribute the praise to ourselves. Help us to recognize this even when we do it unintentionally. Give us the self-awareness to always look for your hand in all things. Let us not forget that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father. James 1:17, you are powerful, loving, and a good Savior. Thank you for all the ways that you bless our lives, both in ways we can see and in the unseen. Thank you for accomplishing your good works through us. We love you, and we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app, or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.